Dear friends, we are gathered here this afternoon in the presence of God and in the company of one another to join Miss Judy Storitz and Mr. Leo Benedict Shoemaker Jr. in the holy bonds of matrimony. Judy and Leo, this is a sacred hour for both of you, and one toward which you have been looking forward with great eagerness. Last night you shared with family and with some of us who were present the grace of God in your lives. How wonderful to know that Christ has redeemed you, has made you his own through the precious blood of his Son, and also that he has brought you together and given you a love for each other, and now you are establishing a home, but more than that, a Christian home. We shall be praying for you. The thought occurs to me that your relationship to each other, about which you are very much aware and have given great thought, is really a symbol, a picture of that relationship that you have with Christ. The Savior speaks of his church as his bride. He gave himself for his bride. Leo, as you take this woman to be your wife, in obedience to Scripture, you leave family and parents. You shower upon her your affection and your love. You promise to honor her as the weaker vessel, to supply those needs that are necessary to establishing and maintaining a home. And you promise to cleave only unto her so long as you both shall live. And I remind you that our Lord, when he left heaven with all of its glory, he left his Father's home and came into the world to take unto himself a bride. He loved us. He gave himself for us. He promised to make every provision for us that was necessary. And then he said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Judy, it seems to me that, in a sense, a woman gives up much more in marriage than a man, leaving father and mother and home, exchanging your name for another name, submitting yourself in obedience and keeping with the Scripture, walking hand in hand, in a sense laying aside your career, not saying that you will not use it, but laying it aside in order to establish a home and care for children if God is pleased to give you such. And I remind you that we who are part of the bride of Jesus Christ lose our identity in him. We take his name. We are now Christians, or Christ's ones. And we submit to his lordship and walk in obedience to him. And so may these thoughts only strengthen you as you make your vows this afternoon and give you greater determination to establish a Christian home that will be a benediction and a blessing to all who come within its walls. We as a church will be standing with you, praying for you, assisting in any way that we possibly can.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence this afternoon with grateful hearts that are cheered by such an occasion as this, and especially in the light of the realization that thou hast brought these two together in thine own time, in thine own place, in thine own will. And as we read in John, thy presence at the first wedding where the miracle was performed, we would pray this afternoon that thou would be pleased to honor us with thy presence in a unique way. Make this a most sacred occasion to each one of us as we see this institution, age old, brought forth again in the uniting of these two lives in Christ Jesus. Leo, the scriptures say to the husband, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives. And Judy, the scriptures say to the wife, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. And to you both, the scriptures say, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. God has so united matrimony with human life that a man's deepest interest revolves around it. When a man and a woman have chosen each other and come to that moment when they sincerely and publicly join this covenant for life, they lay down on the altar a holy sacrifice to God, to each other, and to humanity. Thus they follow God's order, and in his way find true happiness. The union into which you are now about to enter is the closest and tenderest into which human beings can come. It is a union founded upon mutual experience and affection, and to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is a union in the Lord. Marriage is God's institution, intended for the happiness and welfare of mankind. And we are informed by the Word of God that love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own. It is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. A union embodying such ideals is not to be entered into lightly or unadvisedly, but reverently, discreetly, soberly, and in the fear of the Lord. Into such a union you do now come to be joined.
Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother in law.
Before the omniscient God and in the presence of these witnesses, wilt thou, Leo, take Judy, here present, to be thy wedded wife? Wilt thou love and comfort her, honor and keep her, and in joy and sorrow preserve with her this bond, holy and unbroken, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God by death, shall separate you?
I will.
Before the omniscient God and in the presence of these witnesses, wilt thou, Judy, take Leo here present to be thy wedded husband? Wilt thou love him, obey him, comfort him, honor and keep him, and in love and sorrow preserve with him this bond holy and unbroken until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, or God by death shall separate you?
I will.
Face each other. Now, holding hands, will you exchange vows?
I, Leo, take you, Judy, to be my wedded wife, to love thee with all my heart's affection, to to endow thee with all my earthly possessions, to give thee all the honor of my name, and to share with thee the grace of my God.
I, Judy, take thee, Leo, to be my wedded husband. Whither thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God.
The wedding ring is a token of the covenant that you have made, each with the other. The unbroken circle is the emblem of eternity. The gold is the emblem of that which is least tarnished and most enduring. And they are to show how lasting and imperishable is the faith that you've now mutually pledged as you give and receive these rings. And so with these emblems of purity and endless devotion, you do each the other wed, and these marriage vows you do here and now forever seal. Shall we again unite our hearts in prayer? Our Father, how grateful we are for this happy occasion. And we are confident that thou dost look down upon Judy and Leo at this moment. Thou hast worked a work of grace in their lives, and thou hast brought them together and hast given them this love for each other. We pray now that you will seal the vows that they have made. We pray that your presence in their life will be very real, and that your leadership and guidance in the home will be very clear as they continue to walk in obedience with thee. Our Father, we pray that thou wilt grant unto them the patience and the wisdom, the grace, the spiritual endowment and power to lead a Christian life and to maintain a Christian home in a day when so many have manifest unfaithfulness and so many have disobeyed your voice and your way. We pray, our Father, that thou shalt guide and direct them. We pray that you will not only give them a love for each other, like unto that love which Christ has for us, but we pray that from their home there shall be great blessing that shall touch many, indeed all of those with whom they come in contact. And so may great grace rest upon them. Physically sustain them, we pray. As their days, so may their strength be. And if thou dost grant unto them children, we pray that these shall be brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Savior, and that they shall come to know Christ at the earliest possible age. And so we commend them to thee with joy and with thanksgiving and with praise and with confidence that thou who hast begun a good work in them will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ, when they stand complete in thy presence. Hear our prayer and receive our thanksgiving in the name of thy Son and our Savior.
Hallowed be.
inasmuch as you, Leo, and you, Judy, have thus consented in holy wedlock, and have witnessed the same before God and these friends, by virtue of the authority that is vested in me as a minister of the Word of God, and by the laws of this commonwealth, I do now pronounce you husband and wife, united in the pure and holy bonds of wedlock, and those whom God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. You may kiss your bride. Henceforth, you go down life's pathway together. Let love be the charmed word in all your relationships. And may the circles of your rings typify your unending happiness. May Christ be the head of your home, the unseen guest at every meal, and the silent listener to every conversation. May heaven's constant benediction crown your union with everlasting joy and blessedness, and unite your hearts and lives by the grace and true affection of a happy marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Leo Shoemaker.